mindfulness is making moments. Mm-hmm. And making, meaning proactive, you build it. Mindfulness doesn't just happen to you. You have to go, oh, let me pause the noise and the chatter inside and just take in a moment and observe it and witness it as it is without me projecting a ton of stuff onto it. And just let me take a beat and a breath here.
Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Day's Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high-performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
I hope you all did something this morning to set your mind in a good place. I'm lucky and privileged to get to play with some turtles. I get it. And also, I've woken up in tiny apartments, and I've also used to sleep in a closet where my clothes hung over me because the closet was the bedroom in the tiny apartment. So we all have our different places in life and different times in our life. The question is, in all of those situations, can you bring your mindfulness, your energy, and your joy to it? Because that actually helps you with the focus and the discipline. And so that's what we did this morning. I hope you've done your morning routines. So to all those doing their morning routines, and to Jamie for joining us every day, cheers.
Cheers.
Happy Growth Day. Let's have a great day together, everybody.
You know, your story reminds me of one thing I just want to share about, you know, we're talking about focus this week. And one of the themes I love, it's kind of this beautiful overarching theme that actually ever since I met you, I remember the first time you came into my house, met my husband, Paulo, and you met my daughter, Wonder. I didn't even have my son, Wilder, yet at the time. And I remember we were just talking about life. And I remember you wrote down these words on how many people that, you know, I had just come out of leaving the company I built after a decade and sold it to L'Oreal and went through the whole process of running a business inside a larger business and being a CEO, but inside of a huge company and going through the acquisition process and all of that. And I remember you wrote down the words, feel the day. You said so many people, because you have coached everyone from Oprah and her teams to, you know, Olympians to everybody. I don't even, longest list ever. And you just said that commonality, right? Whether it's someone who has run a business for a decade or is an athlete or whatever it is, whatever level of success as they define it, they've achieved. You said at the end of the day, so many people just really want to feel the day more. But what I want to say is when you were talking about seeing the turtles and just appreciating, you know what I mean? Feeling the day and feeling alive. I want to share for everyone right now, it doesn't have any turtles. Another way to do this is actually a way that I did this morning. I just want to share with you guys. And I've done it a couple of times in the past month, actually. If you're ever just getting in this space where you are losing focus and you feel disconnected or disassociated even from like the day and life and all those things, there's so many things we talk about on this show, and some are really applicable frameworks. But then there's also simple things. And there's one simple thing I want to share. So Brendan, your turtles reminded me of this, but I literally just walked outside and I held a leaf. And I know this is going to sound crazy. I looked at the leaf and I was like, the beauty of this leaf, it's green. It's alive. It has a pattern in this leaf on, it was just a bush outside, a tree outside. And I was just like looking at it and I'm like, wow, like it's a miracle, right? That we're all alive. And I was just trying to be present in that moment, appreciating this leaf for its beauty. And what was cool is it snapped me out of my whole thing about, oh, there's 50 million legal emails that are waiting on me. Oh, there's this, you know, all the stuff, right? And I was just in that moment, like appreciating life.
Notice she didn't have to say it was a burning bush, people. It was a bush. Like, please realize, like we all wait for the outstanding, right? We wait for the extra miraculous to feel life. It's like, no, it wasn't a burning bush. It was a bush. She grabbed a, like, yes, like understand, please. It's the simplest things. If you saw Denise in the morning with Sasha the bear, which is our cat, we call it Sasha the bear. If you saw her with Sasha, it's just joy and bliss. She's just right there in the moment with that cat. The world doesn't even exist. It's just taking pleasure and joy in simple things. People do that, you know. Speaking of Oprah, like she does the, you know, her morning routine with her tea and her quote cards and just getting in that place, or reading a book, or you know, how you do it on every day when you walk around your driveway just to catch your breath, just to breathe. I lay on the floor. I think everyone should do this, by the way. I think everyone should do back work every day, like back work, hip work, mobility work. So every day I lay on the ground 5-10 minutes just stretching around. And then, you know, at some point I literally just lay there for 5 minutes and let my spine back align, because I've had back issues earlier in my life from my car accident. Let my spine, and I just lay there on the floor. I'm like, oh, this just feels good. Everything's recentering. I'm just laying there, taking in breath. And it's just that little reset that recharges me for the rest of the day and sets me with a good mindset for appreciation of the body, appreciation of our thoughts. So
do that every single day?
Oh, yeah. I do a lot of floor work. A lot of floor work. Yeah.
It's one reason you stand all the time.
Because I know a lot of people watching, over 60% of Americans have what they consider really bad back pain. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it is from sitting, bad posture, but also not doing the mobility work. You'd be surprised. This chiropractor taught me this one time. He said, every night, just want you to lay on the floor, put your feet up on, you know, the ottoman? Mm-hmm. Yeah, put your feet up on the ottoman. Knees bent at 90 degrees. Just lay there. Let your back and spine resettle on the floor and realign. If you do that every night, and I was like, whatever. Trust me, y'all try that for 10 nights. You're going to be like, oh my God, I feel 5 years younger in the mornings. Because you're like realigned now. And I think it's just a big thing. Because, you know, it's hard to focus when you're in pain. Everyone knows that. It's hard to be disciplined. when you're in pain. Yes. This is why you must take care of your body or find the ideal health routine for yourself at some point in your life. Maybe this year is your, maybe this is your year. Maybe this is your year for health.
So I have had the blessing of being backstage, watching you tapping all parts of your body before you go right back out on stage for like 3 or 4 days in a row, these crazy all day things. And you
know, we danced together backstage
with Mama B. Oh my gosh. I have the best photos of me kissing Mama B all over her face. Like, oh, I miss hugging people. And I miss like
Mama B is my mom, for those who don't know. Mama B is what we call my mom. You know, right?
you know. But now I don't want to volunteer you for anything, but I think at some point inside Growth Day, you should do a video of your back work or your floor work, I mean, your floor work, and another video of your all those things. Just saying, I think I would watch it. I think it would bless a lot of people.
I taught Jay Shetty the Qigong exercise of opening the meridians on his podcast. It's on YouTube somewhere.
Nice. Yeah.
So go look up Jay. It's the interview with me and Jay on YouTube. And you got to, it's like a super long interview. I think it was more like 3 hours we went, but somewhere towards the last 30%, I showed him cupping from Qigong and how to basically open up his energy meridians and find energy and health. And I always tell people watching, you can just, if literally just 4 or 5 times a day, you stood up, you squared your hips, got in good posture, bounced in place like this, and just took 10 deep breaths with your eyes closed. If you did that just 4 or 5 times a day, I promise your mindfulness would go to a whole other level. You'd be stunned. People are just that. Mm-hmm. You don't have to learn all the advanced stuff we do or all the fancy stuff. If all you did 4 times a day, stand, bounce in place, take 10 deep breaths from your belly every day, 4 times a day. And then at night, before you go to bed, get on the floor, stretch out a little bit. For those who like yoga, do 5 minutes of yoga, just tops, just simple moves. But then I want you to lay flat on the ground on your back and let your spine realign, let your hips realign. And in that process, you'll be like, oh my God, I feel younger. And just that, it's just, they're simple, right? It's simple. Mm-hmm. We can get you feeling better. We can get you focusing better.
So I have 8 shows today. For press for the book launch, because the book launch 10 days away for Believe It. And I'm going to try what you just said. I'm going to try that. I'm literally in between shows. Right now I'm praying. That's my strategy. My strategy is praying. But in addition to that.
Showing up. Praying and showing up. Your strategy is
praying, showing
like planning,
up.
Praying, showing up. Planning, praying, showing
and
up.
And now I'm going to add bouncing in place for with 10 deep breaths. In between every show, I'm going to add that to my strategy. I love that. I'm going to try that. Listen, that's, thank you for sharing that.
You know, to me, the turtles are just representative of getting out into nature. Yes. Like I just, my whole life have found solace and peace and the beauty of life and awe in the everyday outdoors, no matter where you're at, you know, it doesn't matter if you have a body of water near you. It doesn't matter if you have trees near you. It doesn't matter what happened if you have a nice river, lake, stream, or just pasture. There's an open field somewhere. There's a dirt road somewhere. There's if you're in the urban center and you don't have that, you get to that park, or you walk around the most wooded areas or most pretty areas of your town, or go. Yeah. You know, I just think it's so important to be outside and breathing air. And breathing as you walk and as you step and bringing mindfulness, but also like it's an opportunity for you to check into your ambitions and your dreams and your feelings. Like when Denise and I take our walks, it's often all of those. It's feelings about this. It's ambition. It's just it's a random conversation point. So if you get to be with somebody, what a blessing. Because like my mom's been alone most of this time, which has just been like devastating in my mind. And I know a lot of you have had family who haven't seen anybody. And because of their age or their medical conditions or where they're at, they really had a year of just like a loneliness and disconnection. And that's real. And sometimes if we can't connect with other people or the economy or the world as it operates, connecting with nature, I think that is the ultimate connection. I think through connection with nature, we can connect with God, if you believe in God or a creator, which I do. I think you have the opportunity to really feel that and sense that, you know, and we try to do it. We've always done it. Denise and I take our walks and I always go outside every day, just like I have to. And I think it's just an ambition that, you know, like a dedication to get outside to breathe real air outside of, you know, HVAC systems inside. And, you know, it's just like, it's nice to be outside. And today, anyway, we're walking and we saw some turtle. There's a pond over there, and we stopped at the pond, and there's like a family of turtles there. And today it was like both sides, there's like a little bridge over this pond, and both sides had so many turtles. And it was just like, this is amazing. And we start counting them. There's so many of them, and little guys. And
are they all babies? Are there babies and mamas and dads?
There are many, many babies. And it was pretty, it was just like, it was just a moment to take in. And then we came back to the house, and the cat was right there waiting for us. And it was like, oh, what a nice way to start the morning. And it just, I feel really, really extremely blessed at this time. And I also, like you, this is a very busy moment in life. It's so busy. And she's still taking the moment to pick up the leaf. We're still taking the moment to go outside. If you don't make the moments, it doesn't happen. Mindfulness is making moments. Mm-hmm. And making, meaning proactive, you build it. Mindfulness doesn't just happen to you. You have to go, oh, let me pause the noise and the chatter inside and just take in a moment and observe it and witness it as it is without me projecting a ton of stuff onto it. And just let me take a beat and a breath here. And I think when people do that, life is so much better, even if you are busy. Like, I can't believe how busy we've been. I mean, if you look at your and my last 100 days, you think we're the new president of the United States. How much people, you know what I'm saying? We've been working.
So true. Working. And I'm just, you know, I think every day, I know this because I get DMs, there's people that are hopping on this for the first time that have no idea what we're talking about when it comes to Growth Day. And so I just want to say, as your friend, as somebody on watching this all happen with what you're doing, like, I'm so proud of you. You know what I mean? With everything that you're doing and building with Growth Day and just how many people's lives this is going to impact, because it's so much bigger than, you know, I don't know, just a company or an initiative or an app or a community. It's actually like really, I believe, shifting culture in the sense of giving people part of their life, their daily habits that literally takes their life to the next level. I know a long time ago, this is not a great example, but I talked about living in Seattle when Starbucks first started and nobody knew what it was and no one could imagine that in the US that culture would shift in the sense of we would start meeting up at coffee shops, right? Anyone who grew up in a family that drank Folgers or, you know, like did the
I didn't know there were other things than Folgers. I just thought that like coffee to me was Folgers because that's what dad drank. I didn't know there were other things.
Exactly. And then to think, oh no, we can take something, you know, and make it part of how we live our lives. People couldn't have imagined that with the idea of a coffee shop at the time in the US. Yes, it was being done in Italy and other countries as well. But I remember being in the US and in the hometown of Starbucks and watching this whole thing become a tipping point, right? And watching shift culture. I believe that about Growth Day because I think when, right? I believe that about Growth Day. I think it's going to become one of the most beautiful parts of people's lives and of connection. And the thing I love is the multiplication effect of it, meaning every person on Growth Day right now in the morning show, just taking in this morning show, just, you know, the multiplication of goodness and that happens when we do the work on ourselves with ourselves and community, raise our vibration. I'm so excited about that for you. So I feel like
I'm excited about that for us. I mean, you all think about this. You love Jamie here. When do you get an hour of her live coaching on strategies that she's used to build a $1 billion business and to hire 1,000 people, but also manage all of the self-doubt, the emotional struggle, the friggin' dedication required to do that. And then you also get that same training from, you know, literally the world's best coaches live twice a week for you. So if you're not a member yet, just go to growthday.com and sign up to be a member officially. But it's just different. It's such a unique thing. We're trying to put personal development in your ears. I keep saying this. We're putting personal development in your ears over and over and over to rewire your brain to overcome that negativity and that mindless chatter that discourages you. Mm. So that what's on replay and what's on intention and what's on your mental dashboard every day is goodness, is joy, is service, is caring for others, is intention, is aliveness, is connection with other human beings, is meaning and fulfillment and satisfaction on the journey, even if the journey is freaking hard right now. If the journey is especially hard, then you especially need personal growth. You know what I'm saying? When the journey is especially hard, that's especially when you need personal growth. That's the time to go, oh, let me recalibrate this brain to deal with these new struggles. And that's been so exciting. But you can join us officially at growthday.com to be a member to join us live later on today. But also, no matter what you are going through in your life, there are people and this community cheering you on. There are people who believe in you. They're on the same path. We're all struggling. We're trying to strive, satisfy, and joyously be good parents, be good family members, be great leaders and contributors. There are people like you in this community. So we appreciate you being here every day with us, cheering us on, because we're building it all together. And so we appreciate you for that. And no matter what it is you're going through or what it is you strive for, remember, you are stronger than you think. The future holds good things for you. Every day is a new day to improve. Adopt a new attitude, try again, believe in yourself. Every day is a good day to grow.
Hi, I'm Lee Smith, coming to you from Reno, Nevada. And what I love about the Growth Day app is that it's fun and easy to use. And because it's synced with my laptop and my phone, I can use it at my home office, or I can use it on the go. I can record my thoughts in my journal. I can do my daily assessment, and I can look back at where I had a good day and where I had an awesome day. I can look back at what I've accomplished in the week and the month, because when I do my journal, I do it and then I bless and release it. And it's only when I hit another achievement, I look back and see the little steps along the way. Being able to easily access the trainings that I have as part of my membership, watching the recordings that I missed from the Growth Day events, connecting with the community and discussion. It's everything in one place. And I don't have to think about another link or opening another thing in my browser. I just go to Growth Day, and everything I want to do with Growth Day is right there. So thank you, Brendan. It's fun. It's easy to use. It helps you grow, and doesn't get better than that, does it?
Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is
If you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins. They've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.